From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's a tense time for many Americans living and traveling in the Middle East. Anti-American protests over a video insulting Islam turned violent in many countries, including Egypt. But that's not stopping all travelers, especially one group with a musical agenda. Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo on The Black Lips, an American punk band on tour in the region.
It's really nice to be in Cairo. This is our first time ever in Egypt. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, thank you all for coming. Thank you.
The four members of Atlanta band The Black Lips were supposed to tour the Middle East last year, but the wave of Arab Spring protest forced them to change plans. Yet even with the simmering anti-Americanism persisting through the region, singer-guitarist Ian St. Pei is determined to see this through. Cairo is the band's second stop.
It is kind of wild coming over here at this time with all the stuff that's going on in the region. And I just want to say, hey, don't hate us because one person did something.
The crowd at this cultural center, known more for folk music and poetry readings, is a mix of Egyptians, European and American expats, even some families with small children, some of whom climbed up on the side of the stage to watch. Many admit not knowing much about the Black Lips, saying they came for the local opening acts, rock groups called 050 and Faking It. 20-year-old Greta Ali says she supports the demonstrators outside the U.S. Embassy earlier this month. But Ali, who wears the hijab, doesn't see any problem with coming to an American rock concert.
When I go here, it won't affect my attendance at the embassy. Some people would say that if I totally boycotted the United States, I shouldn't go to the concert, but I don't see it that way.
Drummer Joe Bradley says the band is trying to keep politics out of their tour.
We want to share music, and we want to learn as much from the cultures that we experience as hopefully they can learn from us, but hopefully the music will get them moving.
This is Ian. We got that rock and roll backbeat. I think the one they might not even really know rock and roll, but it makes your big toe shoot up in your boot, makes your hips go back and forth. I think they'll enjoy it all.
The crowd of more than 250 seems to enjoy the show, with dozens dancing in a tight group pressing close to the stage, men and women in the mixed group still keeping a respectful distance. Security is no tighter than normal, a basic metal detector, and the no smoking and no drinking rules keep the rock concert pretty calm, with some help from the band.
Hey, watch your language.
The group acknowledges they sometimes tone down their shows for more conservative audiences. They learned a tough lesson in India in 2009 when nudity and same-sex kissing on stage cut short their tour and sped their exit from the country.
You know what happens after this? The after party!
23-year-old Ibrahim Abdul Wahab has a big smile on his face after the concert.
Oh, they were especially double awesome. They were active with the people, with the audience. I felt so high in the show, I lost myself completely. It was mind-blowing, yeah.
Abdul Wahab hopes more American bands tour Egypt, which he says sorely lacks in the rock department. Backstage, Black Lips members Cole Alexander and Ian St. Pei, sweaty after the show and perched atop a giant speaker, say they want that too and hope a documentary being made about their trek through the region will help.
You have to build a circuit, you know, like when the Berlin Wall fell and the Iron Curtain was rolled back, like some punk bands started touring Eastern Europe and they had to kind of like make connections and then share the connections with other people. So yeah, we're going to try to pass along some of the information that we have.
The other American bands hopefully will want to come over here after they maybe see our documentary or something, and it'd be kind of cool. There's no reason why the world can't be ours.
After Egypt, the Black Lips head to Lebanon, Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.